USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump launched on Saturday a sustained attack on President Joe Biden's handling of the retreat of U.S. forces from Afghanistan, which he called the greatest foreign policy humiliation in U.S. history.
The issue is Joe Biden's staggering incompetence and gross negligence. He doesn't know where the hell he is. You think he's running the government? He's not running the government. Creating the greatest strategic humiliation that we've ever seen as a country, and it was something that we should have stopped.
A coalition of groups, including medical professionals, first responders, parents, and students, gathered in Santa Monica on Saturday to protest Los Angeles's impending COVID-19 vaccine mandate, saying it will segregate the city, breed more hate, and violate the rights of tens of thousands of people. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Afghan translator Sabur Sakhizada on Fox and Friends pleads for help from the Biden administration amid the Afghan collapse. He has the paperwork, but continues to be turned away from the airport in Kabul.
I get to hear on the podium from the White House to the Pentagon staff to the State Department staff getting them behind the podium and say we're going to stand behind the allies and get them out to safety. So here we are. Where is the support? I get to hear something as a talk-to-talk, and the reality tells me something different. We've been on the phone with my loved ones. We've been weeping. We've been crying. We've been praying.
A fund started by radio host Glenn Beck raised more than $20 million in less than 3 days to help evacuate Christians from Afghanistan. The Nazarene Fund is gearing up to extract approximately 5,000 people, mostly women and children, from Afghanistan as the country descends into chaos and the Taliban take over, according to The Blaze. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Representative Rob Whitman, Republican of Virginia, who on Friday announced a bill to establish an Afghanistan withdrawal commission, says the Biden administration will regret leaving Kabul because the U.S. military will no longer have a place to establish counterterrorism efforts. Whitman, along with Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican of New York, on Friday, proposed the creation of a national commission to investigate the withdrawal with the aim of helping the nation's leaders not repeat any strategic errors.
To do a full evaluation and vetting of all the conditions that have happened through the years from 9/11 to now, to see what's unfolded, to get the facts on what has happened in these last several weeks, but understand the context and what's happened over the years in all these different administrations. I think that's what the American people deserve to know.
The Pentagon is looking at pressing commercial airliners into service to help in Afghan evacuations. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
The Biden administration may be looking to enlist commercial airliners in the evacuations out of Kabul. The New York Times reporting that the Pentagon is looking into reactivating the Civil Reserve Air Fleet, which would bring nearly 20 commercial jets from up to 5 airlines into the efforts to get American citizens and Afghans with special immigrant visas out of the country. Commercial aircraft would add to the nearly 150 military cargo planes already being used to try to accelerate evacuations from the Afghan capital. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.